This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Tech Talk and I'm Jeff Zandu. The Global Entrepreneurship Summit that happened recently brought down speakers from all around the world, and one of them was an idol of mine. His name is Chris Anderson. He's the founder of 3D Robotics and also the former editor-in-chief of Wired magazine. Melissa Idris had the opportunity to speak to him about his passion for unmanned aerial vehicle, or UAV, and what does the future hold when personal drones are the norm.
So why the interest in unmanned aerial vehicles?
Well, the long story, short story, the real story is that it was a case of parenting gone horribly wrong. I just wanted to do something cool with my kids, and I thought robots would be cool, but they weren't impressed and the kind of robots that we could build, and they wanted a cooler robot, and so I thought, what if the robot could fly? They still weren't impressed, but I was pretty impressed, and that led me to create a community and then a company.
Okay. Well, currently the U.S. doesn't allow for UAVs, hence most of 3D robotics sales have come from abroad. So which countries are buying these vehicles, and what will happen when things with the U.S. law change next year?
The U.S. does allow sale of UAVs, and they allow the use of UAVs as well. They just don't allow the commercial use of UAVs. There's a policy that will change in 2015 or 2016 that will. So we sell tens of thousands of UAVs in the United States today. It's about half our market. However, it's mostly to hobbyists for recreational use. Once the laws change, we expect the biggest commercial user of UAVs will be farmers using UAVs or drones for crop surveys.
Well, currently, who are the people buying UAVs in the U.S.? You said hobbyists. Can you explain more on the customer base that are buying this?
It's about one-third people who are just, playing around with it. It's pretty cool. About one-third people who are developing on it, who are interested in using the platform to, hackers and technologists who are trying to, experiment with the platform to see what it can do. And one-third people who are actually, using it to do a job, either in the United States or elsewhere.
In your mind, are there any ethical complications when it comes to using drones for commercial use or personal use?
Well, as long as you comply with the law, I don't see any. The law, for example, a lot of people are worried about privacy. Well, in the United States, at least, it's illegal to fly drones over built-up areas, including people's homes. So I think people don't realize how many laws are already in place to protect us from unethical use.
Okay, so laws already in place to...
The laws do not allow you to fly any kind of aircraft over built-up areas or people. So, and that's been the case for 30 years. So I don't think people realize that there are already laws.
Okay, well, let's talk about the technical aspects of it. So how long did the whole process take from concept to full production for a UAV to be built by 3D Robotics?
Well, our first UAVs were built before we had a company. It was a community called DIY Drones. So, my first UAV was built in a weekend, with my children. It was terrible. The next one was built over 2 weekends and was slightly less terrible. And so we've been doing it every, it's DIY drones, it's do-it-yourself drones. So we've been doing, drones since 2006. The company was started in about 2009, and it started selling electronics. We didn't move until to complete drones until, I guess, about 2011 or so, maybe 2012. And today we've gone from, drones that are relatively complicated looking to simpler and simpler ones that are basically more and more like, we think, the iPhone of
drones.
Exactly. They're basically, it's a simple product. You just take it out of the box and plug it in and off it goes.
And what sort of industries do you see? You mentioned farming, agriculture, but what other industries do you see benefiting from UAV technology?
Well, these things are basically just cameras in the sky. So today we have cameras everywhere.
Paparazzi?
No, but that would be illegal.
That would be against the privacy laws.
Against privacy laws and flying over built-up areas, and basically that paparazzi sort of actions would probably be illegal almost everywhere. So basically you want these things away from people. So ask questions, you know, where would it be useful to have a camera in the sky where there are no people? You know, obviously search and rescue is a good example. You know, the security, border patrol, infrastructure inspection, mining, you know, pipelines, scientific sensing. Those are good applications.
That was part one of Melissa's interview with Chris Anderson, and when we come back in just a moment, she'll be asking him about the commercial values of these drones and government policies. BFM 89.9. And this is Tech Talk. I'm Jeff Sandhu, and early on we heard Melissa Idris speaking to Chris Anderson, the founder of 3D Robotics and also the former editor-in-chief of Wired magazine, talking about his passion for personal drones or unmanned aerial vehicles or UAV. In part two of the interview, Melissa Idris will be asking him about the commercial values and also government policies. Have a listen.
You do see a big commercial potential for this. I mean, you mentioned some of the security and search and rescue. That seems to be more of a government-led initiative. Do you see commercial demand?
I think a lot of security actually is commercial. Rather than thinking border security, which is probably what you were thinking of, think instead of just private security. Let's say you've got a... you know, it's a company. Let's say any company. But private land. You can always fly over your own backyard. You can't fly over other people's backyard. So anybody who has a security guard might want a security drone.
And you recently raised $30 million. So what is this funding for?
Largely for expansion into agriculture and applications of drones rather than just the drones themselves.
Research and development?
R&D, sales support, a services organization, marketing, you know, things like that.
Do you feel that the government is supportive with its policies or, do you feel that the government may hamper some of the innovations in the private sector, especially in your business, with the laws that they have
with
U.S. government? Or do you think there's enough evolution in the government themselves when it comes to laws?
You know, I mean, the United States is just one market among many. There are other countries that are much more, let's say, innovative, not much, much more forward, open, and forward-thinking. Australia, for example, is quite progressive. You know, we're a global company. We're not constrained by any one country's policies. We'll go wherever these things are most welcome. I think the in the United States, the FAA, which is the Federal Aviation Administration, their mandate is primarily safety. And so they're supposed to be quite conservative about these things. They've been told by the Congress of the United States to integrate drones into the domestic airspace for commercial reasons as well. But it's not their natural, you know, it's not their natural mandate. And as a result, the process is going a little bit more slowly than some would like. Is it slowing innovation? A little bit. But, you know, it's a big world out there, and the innovation is going to happen at a global pace, not a domestic one.
Well, apart from the U.S. and you mentioned Australia, what other countries are buying? Are you seeing a demand coming from?
I mean, you know, it goes a lot like GDP. I mean, you know, drones are very big in China. Drones are big in Europe. Drones are increasingly large in big agricultural countries like Brazil. You're seeing drones used for anti-poaching and wildlife management in Africa. It's kind of, you know, wherever there are people and money, that's where drones tend to be used.
Are there concerns that they might be used for ill intent? For instance, I mean, hackers or terrorists could hack into these drones, and even if they're not carrying weapons, they could always be used to smash into things.
Sure, any general purpose technology can be used for good or for ill. That you know, you can use that iPad you're using, you know, you can, you know, terrorists use phones, terrorists use computers. So that's true for any general purpose technology. Our drones are very small and light, and you know, if one were to be hit you in the head, you'd notice it, but it would scratch you. It wouldn't do worse than that. We stay typically they're made out of foam. They're under 2 pounds. So these are you know inherently you know sort of safe in the sense that if they crash, they're not massive. You know, full-size aircraft that could be carrying weapons, et cetera, they can only do so much damage. They're sort of top toy-sized. So we really, and we also promote, you know, safe use. And if we see an example of somebody suggesting a irresponsible use, not only do we stop them or do do call them out and discourage them from this, but we will actually report them to the authorities.
Do you have measures put in place?
Absolutely. Yeah, we will identify unsafe use and, if necessary, report it.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And that was a very special interview with Chris Anderson, the founder of 3D Robotics and also the former editor-in-chief of Wired magazine, talking about the future with personal drones, a very interesting one indeed. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.